Dr. Meltzer Brody, thanks so much for taking the time to join us today.
It's nice to be here, Jamie. Thank you.
Why start a clinic specifically for female mood disorders?
About 2 years ago, in response to a lot of the consultation and liaison work I was doing with the OBGYN department at UNC, it became clear that there was a need for a psychiatric clinic that specialized in treating women's reproductive mood disorders. This is not just a women's health. If you're a woman, come to this clinic. This is specifically focusing on reproductive psychiatry. Most of our patients are people that will have significant premenstrual mood symptoms. They will have had depression or have depression during pregnancy and postpartum. Now, that being said, women that have anxiety and or depression are at greater risk many times for having postpartum depression, for having worsening mood during periods and worsening mood during the menopause. And we certainly see many of those patients in consultation.
Aren't gynecologists equipped to deal with female reproductive mood disorder issues?
They see an awful lot of patients who come in with their chief complaint being a psychological or psychiatric symptom. And I believe that depending on the provider, some are more or less comfortable in taking care of the predominant psychiatric symptoms. Oftentimes, though, it can get more complicated, and it's something that many OBGYNs are more comfortable referring out. And I think that many OBGYNs are very comfortable treating it. It's really just a matter of how clinics are set up. And the bottom line is that psychiatric clinics are set up to have more time for patients just to sit and talk. That's what we do. And we talk and evaluate and treat, but our main mode of examination is talking and interviewing. And most other clinics, whether it's internal medicine, primary care, OBGYN, they have a lot of other things they're trying to fit into the same time slot. And so we're able to spend more time talking, really getting a better sense of what are the stressors, what are the triggers, what's going on, and to really integrate both psychological treatment, psychotherapy, and psychopharmacology.
Have you encountered any patients who may have been initially uncomfortable with the idea of going to a psychiatry clinic?
Yes, we've seen a number of patients who have never been to a mental health provider before. But most of our referrals out of UNC, I believe the OBGYN and other providers do a very nice job at explaining what we do, that we really focus on reproductive psychiatry, that we have expertise in this area. And we have a research coordinator who calls all patients before their appointment and really gives them a chance to ask questions about our program. There are many women who, during that conversation, will say, well, I've been reluctant to go because it's a psychiatric clinic, but after talking to you, I feel more comfortable. And so we really work hard to make people feel more comfortable, to destigmatize, if you will, the idea of coming to seek mental health care. And I believe what we're seeing is many people, given the sort of coming out, if you will, of this issue by Brooke Shields and other people working to destigmatize it, many are also feeling like, wow, I would rather go someplace where they specialize in this, and that makes them feel more comfortable.
Has there been any discussion, though, of having a OBGYN practice where you actually have a psychiatrist on staff?
Well, I think in an ideal system, that would be wonderful. This is, I think, at this point, as close as it gets. We are just down the hallway. We're one building over. And for people coming to UNC, they're comfortable coming to UNC, and it's just a matter of, you know, turning right instead of turning left. And we're fairly accommodating. So to some extent, because we are integrated into the same health system, we communicate regularly with the providers, we are part of that integrated system.
Well, Dr. Meltzer Brody, thanks again for taking the time to speak with us today. I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule.
Oh, well, thank you for talking, Jamie, and we are happy to have anyone call and see us. We have a website, and we have informational material, and appointments can be made by calling 919-966-5217.